principal, teachers, and school brothers and sisters. It is indeed my pleasure and honour to be invited by my alma mater to share with my fellow school brothers and sisters a book that influences me most. I have racked my brains to come up with a book that not only changes my life, but also speaks and relates to most of you here. After serious thoughts, I decide to introduce this title, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens by Sean Covey. Sean Covey is an American author and an expert in leadership training for organizations and individuals. Sean Covey is famous for writing motivational books for children and teens. I read this book when I was in secondary 6, serving as the chairperson of the student union and co-editor of the school magazine back then. I often felt stressed and lost, but the 7 habits in the book really helped me to manage my time, relationships, studies, and life in general more effectively. Since then, these 7 habits have become the principles and mottos of my life. For those of you who haven't read the book, let me share with you briefly what they are. Habit 1. Be proactive. Being proactive means more than taking initiative. It is about being the force of your life. Proactive people believe they are the change agents, rather than the passive victims of events, as the reactive people do. They choose to take action to achieve their goals, instead of reacting to the situations as they arise. They hold themselves responsible for their results and own up to their mistakes. As they don't lay the blame on others, they have the power to fix the problems, change the outcomes, and create a better future. Habit 2. Begin with the end in mind. We must set a clear goal in life before we can work towards it. A sports team never plays and practices without a purpose in mind, be it to win a game or to get an award. Defining your missions and goals in life helps you control your own destiny. Habit 3. Put first things first. Prioritize and do the most important things first. Putting first things first simply means I do things that I have to before I do things that I want to. Of course, this also involves beating procrastination and managing attention. While spending time on the tasks that are most important, it is also necessary to stay focused to minimize distraction and off-task behaviors, so that you can get the important tasks done efficiently. Habit 4. Think win-win. Thinking win-win is a frame of mind and attitude that seeks mutual benefits. A win-win mentality is built upon mutual respect in the social relationships. To achieve this, one must think interdependently in terms of we, not me. Thinking win-win encourages conflict resolution and helps individuals seek mutually beneficial solutions in negotiations. Habit 5. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. We have 2 ears and 1 mouth, and we should therefore listen twice the time we speak. When we listen with the intent to understand others, rather than with the intent to speak, we begin true communication and relationship building. Seeking to understand takes kindness, while seeking to be understood takes courage. Habit 6. Synergize. Synergetic families, teams and organizations thrive on individual strengths and come up with better ideas. They can work more effectively and achieve more because of the value of teamwork. Habit 7. Sharpen the saw. The final habit reminds us to constantly refresh and upgrade ourselves so that we can create personal growth and positive changes in our life. We can renew ourselves physically through eating healthily and exercising, emotionally through socializing with people, mentally through reading and learning, and spiritually through spending time in self-reflection and meditation. I hope I have not given away the content too much, and you will still be motivated to read the book to find out the profound wisdom therein. Since I read the book 15 years ago, I have been working hard to put these 7 rules into practice. I reread different sections of the book from time to time, particularly in times of adversity and frustration, to remind myself these timeless principles. In every rereading, I am enlightened and gain new insights. If you want to increase your capacity to manage yourself, interact with people, and handle the challenges around you, this is a book for you. Let's sow the seeds of success by forming the right habits today.